Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Monday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, July 27th, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Jesus writes, Jesus proposed, or where Matthew writes, Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when fully grown, it is the largest of plants. Becomes a large bush. The birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. Jesus proposed a simple image to the crowd, a tiny mustard seed planted in a field. It was so small that it could easily be overlooked. Yet from that insignificant beginning emerged a large bush, where birds found shelter among its branches. The kingdom of God often arises in precisely this way, not through spectacle, power, or dramatic displays, but through hidden beginnings. The contemplative life teaches us to pay attention to what appears small, ordinary, and easily ignored, because God frequently chooses such places to reveal his presence. There is a story told of an elderly monk who lived quietly in a monastery nestled in the hills. He never wrote books, never preached to large crowds, and never held positions of authority. Day after day he swept the cloister walks, tended a small garden, and prayed faithfully in the chapel. Visitors rarely noticed him. Younger monks sometimes wondered if his life had accomplished much at all. After many years, the monk died. During the days that followed, stories began to emerge. Novice spoke of how a brief conversation with the monk had helped him remain in religious life during a difficult period. A local farmer recalled receiving encouragement that had sustained him through a personal tragedy. A widow remembered the monk's quiet visits after her husband's death. One by one, people came forward with accounts of kindnesses, prayers, and moments of compassion that had changed the course of their lives. What had seemed like a small and hidden existence had become a shelter for countless souls. The monk's life resembled the mustard seed. We often imagine that holiness requires extraordinary achievements. We may think that our prayers are too distracted, our acts of kindness too small, our sacrifices too insignificant to matter. Yet Jesus points us towards a different understanding. The kingdom grows through hidden faithfulness. A brief prayer whispered before beginning the day. A word of forgiveness offered when resentment feels easier. A visit to someone who is lonely. A moment of silence in God's presence, a small act of generosity known only to him. These are mustard seeds. In the spiritual life, growth is rarely dramatic. We plant seeds through daily fidelity and often see little immediate results. Sometimes years pass before the fruits become visible. At other times, we never see them at all in this life. Yet God's grace is mysteriously at work beneath the surface, transforming what appears insignificant to something far greater than we could imagine. There is also true. This is also true within our own hearts. Many people become discouraged because they do not perceive dramatic spiritual progress. They continue praying, continue seeking God, continue returning to Him after failures, yet feel unchanged. But beneath the soil, roots are growing. The kingdom is quietly expanding within them. Contemplative spirituality invites us to trust this hidden work of God. We listen to release our demand for immediate results and rest in the confidence that grace is active, even when we cannot see it. The mustard seed reminds us that God delights in beginnings. He is not waiting for us to become great before He walks through us, works through us. He asks only that we offer Him the small seed we possess today. Perhaps that seed is a few moments of prayer. Perhaps it is a desire to trust Him more deeply. Perhaps it is simply the willingness to begin again. Placed into God's hands, even the smallest offering becomes fertile ground for His kingdom. Today, Jesus invites us to honor the hidden and humble places of our lives. What seems small to us may be the very place where God's kingdom is taking root. What appears insignificant today may one day become a refuge and blessing for many. So let us not, despite small beginnings, let us plant the seeds entrusted to us with faith, patience, and love, trusting that God alone gives the growth. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You teach us that Your kingdom begins like a tiny mustard seed. Help us to trust the hidden work of Your grace within our hearts and within our world. When our efforts seem small and our progress slow, give us patience and confidence in Your providence. Teach us to value the little acts of love, prayer, and kindness that build Your kingdom. May we never overlook the sacred possibilities hidden within ordinary moments. Plant Your word deeply within us, and allow it to grow into a life that offers shelter, hope, and peace to others. May we remain faithful to the small seeds that You place in our hands today, knowing that in Your love, nothing is ever wasted. Amen. If you found a moment of inspiration in this reflection today, I invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day, where we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. God bless you today and keep you safe.